It's been so nice to have some straight up fall weather. Seems like it went directly from summer to winter for a bit. I mean, beginning of September, I'm walking my little buddy Scamp in the morning and it's 34 degrees. What the heck, Mother Nature? We're just making friends with one season and now you're throwing in another one? It's unnatural, disconcerting. So, about par for the course for 2020, right? Oh, and what about that orangey red sun last week? I saw it one morning when I was walking Scamp. Kind of spooky. Charlie thought so too.
Orange. Today I saw this orange sun as I drove into town. The sky, it wasn't blue at all, was more like hazy brown. The whole thing struck me kind of strange to all the fellas too, who saw it driving into work and didn't have a clue. 'Twas orange as a traffic cone suspended in the air, orange as my hunting cap and just as worse for wear. Could them fires be the culprit from 3,000 miles away? Seems a stretch, but maybe not. Something odd's at play. When it doesn't rain all summer and our lawns go into shock, except for Widow Brown's because she waters round the clock. When our sun, it rises orange and the sky's a murky hue, I guess it kind of troubles me. I'm baffled. Orange you? Oh, that Charlie. Some days, don't it feel like the world's going to hell in a handbasket? Hearing about all them wildfires out west and hurricanes down south makes me feel grateful I live here in Maine. I'll take a blizzard over those other disasters any day. Piles of snow are familiar here, normal. And right now, anything that feels like normal is a balm to the soul. So is gratitude. That's what's getting me through. Driving into work the other day, I realized I was a little down in the dumps, but nothing in particular. Or maybe it was about everything in general. I don't know. So I decided that before I arrived at the A&P, I would find 10 things I was grateful for. And guess what? There they were. A flash of red as a cardinal flew by, a maple tree in the sunlight, its leaves already bright orange, fresh laundry flapping on the line, a wave from Babe as she's putting out the open sign in front of the busy bee. I could go on, but you get the idea. There's not a lot I'm certain about right now, but one thing I know for sure. If you look for things to appreciate, your days will be filled with appreciation. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.